Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? This is your host with the most XP, and I'm keeping it real and black, yo. Like, this shit is crazy, man. Like, I had the crazy experience today. Like, yo, these New York niggas out here, mad disrespectful and shit, man. Like, they don't know I would fucking get a bucket of chicken and stick it up their ass, you know what I'm saying? Because we Southern boys, we don't play that shit, you feel me? We fucking run up on you on horses and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Drive by on horses, nigga. We ain't do that car shit. I got the horses in the back, so you know how it's going down and shit. But yeah, man, there was a situation today. You know, I'm at work. It started raining outside because I work at a fucking test site. So one of the coworkers come up to me and say, "Yo, bro, man, get in the back, bro. I'ma fucking drive." I'm looking at him like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, bro, I'm a driver." I'm like, "Motherfucker, I'm a licensed driver too. Why the fuck do I need to move? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there an issue, my guy?" He's like, "Nah." He's like, "I'm just in charge of this van and shit." I'm like, "Bro, just get your ass in the fucking back." So it's like going back and forth. Mind you, my boss is there and shit, so he's watching this shit. But I don't think he was fucking in his fucking world, because he was thinking about some other shit. Maybe his wife cheating on him, or his girlfriend. I don't know who the fuck he has in his life, but it was just, I don't know, man. It was just mad, man. It just made me mad, because I felt like this New York nigga is trying to bully me and trying to get me to motherfucking move. But to avoid a nigga moment, we all know what a nigga moment is, right? To avoid a nigga moment, I said, "All right, fuck it, bet. I'ma just sit back." So I said, "Fuck it." I let him fucking drive and shit. Mind you, now I'm fucking still mad. I'm mad at the motherfucker. I'm boiling hot. Like, I wanna fucking smack this nigga with a frying pan. You know what I'm saying? Like, cook the eggs in that bitch and smack him with the eggs in it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still talking my shit. You know what I'm saying? Now my boss hears it and shit, and he wants to know why I'm fucking mad, cause we in the building and I'm like by myself, away from everybody. So he walks up to me and is like, "So hey, what's you okay?" I'm like, "No, motherfucker, I'm not okay. You seen that shit." He's like, "Oh," he said, "I had a lot on my mind." He said, "I was really paying attention." But he said, "Let me call that nigga over here and shit." So he called a nigga over here that I was beefing with. He said, "So what's going on between you two?" He's like, "The guy, like, what you mean?" He's like, "That shit, you know, he said that you told him to move in the back when he's already a licensed driver and shit." But he's like, "Yeah, but I'm in charge of the vehicle and shit." I'm like, "Bro, this shit could all have been avoided, my nigga. Like, when it started raining, you could have just sat your ass in the vehicle and sat in the back, nigga." That's what I was telling him. Like, yo, like, I was mad fucking tight. I feel like I'm about to turn into a fucking New Yorker. That's how tight I was. I'm like, "Bro, like, if you was driving my van that I'm in charge of, nigga, I'm not gonna come up to you and say, 'Hey, bro, get your ass in the back.' This ain't no Rosa Parks shit. Like, we both black now. This ain't no, like, no white and black shit. It's just, I'm just, like, mad at the fact, like, nigga, this ain't your motherfucking, like, vehicle, nigga. You so-called in charge, but every other worker be driving this shit, so why you got an issue with me?" But, you know, I gotta calm down and shit, you know, because I'm for the Lord. But I had to express my feelings and stuff to you guys and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I love all you guys that listen to me. Because I don't want to knock no heads off. You know what I'm saying? It's mad crazy, folks. Like, I don't know, man. I'm this close to fucking taking some karate classes and coming after this nigga when I'm done and shit. It might take me 6 months to master some karate. But when I'm telling you, oh, I'm nunchucking that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it was unnecessary shit. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, man. But nah, fuck that. Not no hopefully. Nigga, I ain't working with that nigga no more. Because once you beef with me, once you get on my bad side, we can't work together. You know what I'm saying? Because the relationship at the job is tainted between us. I can't work with you no more. And I told my boss that I ain't going to work with him. Don't put that nigga with me. And I'm so sorry to all the white listeners out there. I say nigga, but you know, this is keeping it real and black. So nigga. I'm sorry, guys, you know. I'm just tired, you know. I need to calm down, man. I need some pancakes or some shit. Maybe some blueberry pancakes to calm my black ass down. Cause I almost about to fucking lost my job today, and I'm making good money and shit, so y'all out there, man, y'all pray for me or something, nigga. Think about me, or do a ritual or some shit, voodoo or some shit, nigga. Make me successful. Cause this shit was unnecessary today, man. It's like, just very unnecessary. And I don't know, man. If y'all ever have a situation like that, I hope y'all fucking don't back down and shit. Cause I understand some of you guys gotta fucking like dial it back a little bit. Cause you know, you might got kids, you know, you might got a wife or a significant other at home, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose your job, so you just keep your mouth shut. But me, I'm not that type of nigga, man. Like, I'm that type of nigga. I probably would get fired, because I'm going to speak my mind, bro. I'm going to feel like, bro, I'm going to tell you how it is, yo. Like, if you don't want me driving, you don't want me driving, yo. Simple as that. So, you know what I'm saying? We can box it out someday. Because it's mad, you know, it's unnecessary, yo. I need some, I don't know what the fuck. I'm hungry, dog. Like, I know I want pancakes. I don't know. I want to eat something. Eat any motherfucking thing. No pun intended, you know what I'm saying? Shit, man. Somebody hit me up, man. Tell me about your worst fucking moments with a coworker or something, man. Shit, tell me if you got in a fight or if you decide to walk away. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, though, if I was making $5 an hour and he would have told me to move, I would have kicked that nigga in the face, because I already know I can find a better job that'll pay more than $5 an hour and shit. But I'm making great, great fucking money, so I ain't want to fucking like risk that shit. So, and I'm a good nigga, I'm a good guy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you rub me the wrong way, then we ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? We ain't cool. We ain't taking no pics together. We ain't going on Instagram. We ain't going on no paintball tournaments together. Nah, nigga, we beefing. We gonna box it out in 6 months or so after I train my karate or my box, whatever you wanna do, nigga. If you wanna shoot it out, you can shoot it out, you know what I'm saying? Cause somebody ain't gonna fucking win. Cause we both gonna lose. Somebody gonna end up getting shot and getting life in jail and shit. Nah, you know what I'm saying? That's why we gotta stop these nigga moments and shit, folks. Never have a nigga moment. I love y'all white folks and shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all got. I don't know what to call y'all moments and shit. I guess whitey moments and shit, where y'all get mad at each other and say, I'ma get my manager, or let's fucking, I don't know, sort it out or some shit. Get on your knight, you know, become a knight or some shit. Your on your Game of Thrones shit or something. Start fighting with swords. I don't know what you white boys do these days, man. Y'all do the craziest shit now, man. Y'all race it out. Oh yeah, that's what y'all do when y'all mad at each other. We niggas, we fight this shit out. We ain't racing, nigga. But y'all want to do that Fast and Furious shit. So y'all decide just fuck it, yo. Y'all got beef. We gonna race it out and shit. So fuck it, man. It's all good, man. I love all you guys, man. And just know I'm keeping it real and black, alright? I'm XP and I'm out.